Is from Isaiah 40, beginning with verse 25. To whom then will you compare me that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Verse 28, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Good evening and happy Mother's Day. Have you ever stopped and wonder what it would be like not to have mothers? I know without mine, I'm pretty sure I would still be learning to tie my shoes. I'd probably still be figuring out how to put my pants on without having them be backwards. I'm truly grateful for moms. You know, it's the first place most of us learn love. And that is something that's truly incredibly special. So this evening, I want to talk a little bit about Mary, the mother of Christ. I know this topic can be kind of controversial. It's one that we don't really ever talk about. Mostly because some people believe that she is somehow a mediator between man and Christ, or that we can somehow get redemption through her. That is just really completely wrong. Jesus is our Redeemer and our Mediator. In Galatians 3, starting verse 13, it says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree, so that in Christ Jesus the blessings of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. And then in 1 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 5, it says, for there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. That said, though, Mary was still blessed among women. She is the one woman that God chose to give birth to and to raise the Christ. She is the one woman God chose to give birth to our redemption and to our mediator. Let's take a look at Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 46. Mary has been spending some time with Elizabeth. She's carrying Jesus right now, and she has this song here, starting in verse 6. It says, and Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me. And holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud and the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. Mary looked to God as her Savior. She considered herself a servant of God, a servant that could be used according to God's purpose. She had a great fear and respect for God. And she recognized that through God, all good came, that everyone that humbled themselves before God received good things. You know, Mary is really like every other mom. When I was young, when I was a teenager, I went with my mom and her sister to the grocery store. I think we were shopping for Thanksgiving. I'm not really positive. Don't really know why my aunt was there, but this is a true memory. I remember this. My mom might deny it, but I remember this. I wish she was here tonight. I really do. Well, we had gone shopping. We had a cart full of stuff, and they had gotten to the car, and I was unloading the cart. Got it all unloaded, and I grabbed the cart, and I went over to the cart corral, and I put the cart away, and I turn around, and there the car is in the driveway going out of the parking lot and down the street. It took them a few minutes. I guess they had been talking a lot and forgot about me, but they left me there. I had actually chased the car, arms waving in the air, trying to get them to stop, but they were too busy. They forgot me. I finally gave up, and I just kind of started walking home. They remembered. They came back and got me. I didn't have to walk all the way home. Mary and Joseph had that same problem, though. Their family had been going to Jerusalem for years for Passover. Every year, they would go to Passover. This one year, they thought, oh, Jesus is with his friends. He's with the family. We will not worry about him. They started home, only to realize later that night when they stopped, oh, Jesus isn't here. So they went back, and they began looking for Jesus all over Jerusalem. It took them 3 days to find him. When they found him, he was there in the temple, listening to the teachers, asking questions, and giving answers. Another time that Mary was a lot like just any other mom is in John chapter 2. John chapter 2, starting in verse 1, it says, on the first day, on the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus was also invited to the wedding with his disciples. And when the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what does that have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. Now, Jesus went ahead and told the servants, take these six stone jars, fill them with water, bring them back, and then give them to the master. And he had turned the water to wine. But here's the thing about Mary here. She believed in her son, but she treated him like a son also. I can't remember a single time in my life when my mother didn't believe in me. There was so many times I didn't believe in myself, where I didn't feel ready to do something when a little nudge from my mom would help. Growing up in school, I always struggled with reading. My mom's a number person. She's not the greatest reader. She would actually read to me some of my things so I could understand a little better, so I could do my work. I would bring home artwork, and she would put it on the fridge. In high school, I would bring home pottery. She put it around the house. Some of it was horrible. Some of it's still there today. But that's what moms do. They believe in their sons, and they push them to greatness. So why is that important for Mary? Why is it important that Mary was just a normal mom? Galatians chapter 4, starting in verse 3, it says, in the same way, we also, where children were enslaved to the elementary principles of this world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer slaves, but you are a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. And in Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 5, it says, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God to be a thing grasped, but he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God emptied himself. He made himself a man. He put himself under his own law. And he came to this world through a mom. God's mediator, God's redemption, was born of a woman. He had a mom. You know what that means for us? That means that our mediator, our redemption, understands us. He understands where we came from. He was human like us. Mary, though, she wasn't just a normal mom. She was a sign that pointed towards Christ. She was a sign that pointed towards a change in the way that God was going to deal with his people. In Isaiah 7, Isaiah 7 is Isaiah going to Ahaz the king, who, by the way, was an incredibly evil king. He sacrificed his sons. He burned them alive. He desecrated the temple. He removed the altar. He set up an altar to the gods of Damascus in the temple. He set up all kinds of places to worship all over Judah. He sacrificed to these idols. He caused the priests of God to sacrifice to these idols. He was a bad guy. He also didn't have a really peaceful rule. Moab had come into Judah. They took something like 200,000 captives out of the area. The northern 10 tribes in Syria actually banded together, and they were trying to install their own king in Jerusalem. God came to Isaiah, and he told him to tell Ahaz that he was not going to let anything bad happen to him. God was going to protect this vile king for the benefit of his people. But that king had to listen to God. So God tells Isaiah to have Ahaz ask for a sign. Starting in verse 10 of Isaiah 7, verse 10. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign in the Lord your God, of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat the curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days that have not come since the days that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria." God was promising to be with his people. This child that he was sending, Emmanuel, his name means God with us. But Ahaz had to put his trust in God. He didn't. He put his trust in Tiglath-Pileser. He actually stole from the temple to pay tribute to this king, to buy protection. Judah was safe. But Ahaz died at 36 years old. He only ruled for 16 years. This guy that got this message could not have been more different than Mary. Mary looked to God as her savior. Ahaz only looked to himself to save himself. She considered herself to be a servant of God. Ahaz, again, only served himself. She had great fear and respect for God. Ahaz only respected himself. She recognized the good that God did for her people while Ahaz pillaged the temple and drove his people to sin. Take a look with me. Luke chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 30, but this is where the angel comes to Mary and tells her what's going to happen. The angel says in verse 30, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." You know, after Ahaz, there was a few more kings in Judah. Some of them good, some of them bad. But ultimately, that kingdom fell. The temple was destroyed. The people went off to captivity. They came back in about 70 years, and they rebuilt the temple. But it wasn't as good. The kingdom was never really as good as it once was. But now, there's this little girl getting a message from an angel that something great is going to happen. God is going to give her a baby that is going to be a king, and his kingdom will never end. She was a member of a fractured kingdom, something that wasn't really working right. But God was going to give her something to fix that. His kingdom would never end. And God chose that to come from this little girl, this little humble girl, this little girl that was a servant of God, a tool of God. She was just a girl. According to the Jewish marriage customs of the time, she might have been as young as 12, maybe 16 years old when she became betrothed to Joseph. Now, in Jewish marriage ceremonies, there was two steps to it. There was the betrothal, and then there was the actual marriage. Basically, the betrothal was a feast where the families got together, gifts were exchanged, promises were made, and then there was a period of time between that and the wedding. It could be a month, it could be a year, but there was a waiting period, basically. In this waiting period is when this angel came to Mary. So Joseph, thinking that he has got damaged goods, wants to divorce her. But an angel came to him and told him what was going on. So nothing happened. Joseph still married Mary. And along the way, Jesus was born in a stable in Bethlehem and placed in a manger. Here's the thing, though. Not everyone believed. The Jewish elite, they didn't believe. Shortly after the Second Temple was destroyed, the Jewish community pulled together all of their oral traditions, and they put it in a book, a series of books called the Talmud. And that series of books does not talk nicely about Mary. It actually claims that Mary conceived Jesus in an adulterous affair. Here's the thing. That book, the Talmud, had to be compiled after the temple was destroyed. The temple that Jesus, Mary's son, prophesied would fall. In Matthew 24, verses 1 and 2, Jesus said that not a single stone would be left standing. God had rejected these people. Those same people, when Jesus, at the beginning of John, cleansed the temple, they had been selling things in it and doing all kinds of things that just were not right. And Jesus drove out the cattle, he drove out the money changers. Those same Jewish elite, they came to Jesus and they said, "Show us a sign to show that you have the authority to do this." Jesus' response was, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jewish elite said, it has taken us 48 years to build this temple and you say you can do it in 3 days. Here's the problem. Jesus wasn't talking about that physical temple. He was talking about his body. And that's what they did. They destroyed him. They killed him. But he rebuilt something completely different in the 3 days that he was in the ground. Mary was a witness to all of these changes. She saw what happened at the cross. John 18, he puts Mary right there at the cross with Jesus. I can't imagine being a mother and not being there with him. But I can't imagine having to be there either. Seeing someone that you have spent the better portion of your life raising, loving, nurturing, encouraging, seeing hung on a cross and watched him be murdered. Not really completely understanding what's going on or why it's happening, but seeing him die hanging on that tree and then watching a Roman soldier take a spear and stab him in the side so that his water and blood flowed out of him onto the ground. It had to have been heartbreaking. Couldn't imagine being there when Joseph of Arimathea got the body, got it down, wrapped it up, took it to a tomb. Couldn't imagine a mom having to watch as they placed the body in the tomb and rolled the stone over. Couldn't imagine the distress. Or being with the disciples when they were locked in that upper room, afraid of the Jews. But it wasn't all bad because she was also with that group that went to the tomb. She was with the group that took the spices to put on Jesus, to take care of his body, only to find the tomb empty. To see the Roman soldiers laying what looked to be dead on the ground, to talk to angels again. Only this time, having them tell them, Jesus isn't here, he is risen. After going all through that, Mary got to see her son again, got to see him raised. She watched him go up into heaven. You know, Mary was most likely there when the church itself was born also. In Acts 1 and verse 14, Luke places Mary there with the disciples while they're waiting in Jerusalem to have the Holy Spirit come to them. Mary and her kids are there throughout Jesus' entire life. You know, there had to have been some kind of change there. James, Jude, Mary's sons, they would go on to write books of the Bible. James would become an elder at the church of Jerusalem. There's clearly a change that happened. You know, Mary was a blessing to this world. She was a normal mom. She was a humble servant of God. She pointed towards Christ, our Redeemer and our Mediator. She was a sign that God was with his people. Ahaz rejected that sign. The first temple was destroyed. The Jewish elite of the time made up lies about her. Their temple was destroyed. When they killed Christ, he rebuilt that temple in 3 days. Mary was part of that kingdom. She saw it rebuilt. She witnessed his death, his burial, and resurrection. She saw redemption be opened up for the Gentiles. She saw her son become a mediator between Christ, between God and man. And then she was changed, probably. Not just her, but her sons. They stopped really looking at Jesus as their as her son and their brother, and they start looking at him as their God and Savior. Will you be changed by Christ too? If you allow yourself, he will give you eternal life. You just need to put off your old earthly ways, and you need to humble yourself before God and start walking in his ways. You will have to be buried with Christ in baptism. You will go down a sinful and despicable person. You will come up a new creature, something that God can use for his work. If you've been struggling in your walk with Christ, if you haven't made God's plan your ultimate plan, your top priority, now is the time to fix that. So if you need the help of the church, if you need the prayers of the congregation, or if you would like to be baptized, please come forward as we stand and sing.